Hangout with Heather is brought to you in partnership with Sorbet Dunkeld and David Gilson Hair, because you all deserve to look your very best.
You are listening to Hangout with Heather. Hangout with Heather on Niche Radio.
Welcome back to Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you on Niche Radio once again. It is my last podcast for the year because I am officially on holly yay, and I am so excited I don't actually know what to do with myself. If you're not on holiday yet, I send my sympathies. I'm sure that you will be soon, and I'm looking forward to a fantastic rest and getting ready for an even more fantastic 2018. And I'm quite excited to have an exclusive one-on-one interview on the show a little bit later with NLP practitioner Razia Muhammad, and we chat about some things that you can do and ways to structure your life to ensure that you take time for yourself, because rest and repair and looking after yourself is incredibly important. And if 2018 is planning on being as hectic as 2017 was, we are all going to need these tips. So do stay tuned. You don't want to miss that. So seeing as it is my last podcast for the year and we are heading into the new year, I thought I'd share some great ideas for New Year's Eve. If you are like me and you generally decide at about 10 o'clock on New Year's Eve morning what you want to do, then this is definitely for you. So don't make it last minute. This is what you can have a look at doing. So DJ Coco Chanel is out from the USA. She's hitting the decks for the Times Square New Year's Eve block party. So this is the place to party up a storm. DJ Coco Chanel is considered radio royalty in the US, and she'll be on the decks, as I said, at Times Square for their New Year's Eve block party. So basically, this is fashioned along the lines of the world's biggest New Year's party. And it is going to be an audiovisual spectacular of epic proportions in the newly launched Sun Arena, which I've heard is absolutely fantastic. I actually haven't been through yet. The raging party kicks off at 4 o'clock, obviously on 31st of December, and will take revelers well past dawn into the first day of 2018. So, yeah, there's a whole bunch of South African DJs that are on the decks, amongst them Black Coffee, Euphonic, Kent, Vin Diesel, Dino Bravo, Reddy D, Jazzy D, Black Motion, and Rolf Gum. And then obviously DJ Coco Chanel is the headliner. And yeah, this looks like loads of fun. And the Sun Arena is just absolutely amazing. So very, very excited for that. So if you want to find out more, you can head on over to my website, heatherhook.com. You can click on the block party post. Otherwise, tickets are available at CompuTicket, and they are 390 Rand per person. So you can head on over to CompuTicket.com and make sure you book your tickets for that. If you're looking for something a little bit more sedate, there's a bit of a razzle going on at Monte Casino this New Year's. So the team from Monte Casino have basically blocked off the piazza outside area for a very exclusive private party on the 31st of December. Each of the restaurants facing the square will be going all out on the night with an exclusive multi-course menu. There's going to be live music on the piazza, an in-house DJ, and a magnificent pyrotechnic display at midnight. So basically what you need to do is you need to book your table with one of the restaurants that's on the square, and I'll tell you which one they are now. And then you need to go to the restaurant before the 31st of December to collect your armband, because you can't get onto the piazza without your armband. And then the entrance will be to the piazza will be open from 7 o'clock onwards on New Year's Eve. All the prices are different for the different restaurants, but the restaurants are Aria, the Ocean Basket Piazza, Chow Baby Cucina, Hussar Grill, the Met Grill, and Colcaccio's. So if you want to find out more, head on over to the website, or you can book your tickets on tohosan.com, and then obviously just go to Monte Casino and what's on, or you can just follow the link on my blog, heatherhook.com. So that sounds like loads of fun. And then another one that I've also shortlisted, which I'm quite looking forward to, Salsa Mexican Grill are having a little bit of a razzle, and it sounds like it's going to be loads of fun. There's going to be face painting. There's going to be loads of tequila. My friends are quite excited. So Yeah, make sure you make a booking and come through and enjoy some amazing Mexican food. I love Salsa. It's one of my favorite Mexican restaurants. So they've got branches in Bedford View, Parkhurst, Pine Slopes, Kailami, Boksburg, Centurion, Belito down in Durban, and Rivonia. So that sounds like a real jewel. And they've got a competition on at the moment to win a trip to Mexico and loads of fun. So you can head on over to my blog, or you can just hit their website directly, salsamexicangrill.co.za, and book your table. So those are some New Year's ideas for you. If you have not been to go and see A Christmas Carol yet at the Pedaturin Theatre in Monte Cassino, you should. It was a very creative, I really, really actually enjoyed it. So there's only two actors, and Scrooge, who's Jason Rolfe, and then Nerette Lutz, who literally, yeah, is the background person and transforms herself into Scrooge's family and the ghosts of the Christmas past and present and all that. It was really, really, yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was something different. There were a couple of good laughs in it because it is a bit of a somber tale. There were a couple of good laughs, and I really, really enjoyed it. So highly recommend. It is running until Sunday, the 7th of Jan, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Pedaturin Studio Theatre. And you can find out more, of course, on the blog or on tsokosan.com. Tickets are 130 to 165 rand per person. And if you're looking for somewhere to go and eat, I'm enjoying my Mexican food at the moment, clearly. If you're looking for somewhere to go and eat before or after the show, make sure that you pop in to La Rosa Mexican Grill and Tequilaria, I don't know if I said that correctly, tequila, basically. I had a meal there the other night, and I was so, so, so impressed. So between Salsa and La Rosa Mexican Grill, both of them serving absolutely fantastic food. So yeah, do pop in there, get your hands on some tacos or burritos, and just basically eat tapas style with like amazing food. So that's fantastic. Hit my blog for the details, or you can visit their website, larosamexican.co.za. So as I mentioned earlier, health and wellness is extremely important, and we need to make sure that we're ready for 2017, because it's, 2018. I don't know if I was ready for 2017. We need to be ready for 2018, and we need to get some rest and some restoration and just basically look after ourselves a little bit more. And when I say ourselves, I'm basically speaking about myself here, but I know there's a lot of other people who've worked themselves almost to death this year, and it is really not good for you. So I recently caught up with Razia Muhammad, who is a master transformational NLP practitioner. She is a motivational speaker and basically encourages people to live their lives to their fullest potential and get rid of limiting beliefs and basically just freeing your mind. So have a little listen as I chat to Razia. Razia, tell us a bit about NLP. The term is often bandied about, but what is it really?
Hello, Heather. Thank you for having me on your show. My name is Razia Muhammad. I am a master transformational life coach. So that's just a fancy term for someone where you sit across from them and they help you sort your life out, be it personal, professional, career-wise, or anything, any limiting beliefs that you cannot get rid of. That is what we help you to do as life coaches. I am also an NLP practitioner, which is terms as neuro-linguistic programming. So what is NLP, you ask? Neuro-linguistic programming is a process whereby the practitioner accesses the subconscious mind, which is where repetitive beliefs are stored. So our minds are divided into four parts, and you have your conscious and your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind actually controls 95% of who you are. So what we do with neuro-linguistic programming is help you to reprogram all those limiting beliefs that are stopping you from growing in order to become more productive in more of a growth process. So it's about accessing the subconscious mind, and then we continue to elicit the limiting beliefs that stunt growth and productivity. Once this is identified, through this process, negative beliefs are then replaced with more positive, progressive, and productive actions, which equips the individual to make better choices. I also do a process called negative emotional therapy. So with negative emotional therapy, what we do is we access whatever it is that you have went through into in your past. So basically, we are all products of our past. Whatever we have gone through in our past is what we become. Unless you meet someone like me who shows you how to do it differently, and then you have a new and improved version of you. So life will not stop happening, but what will happen is that you will start analyzing, and within a millisecond you will start to process and make different productive choices which will help you to lead a more positive life. I also do a process called timeline therapy. So timeline therapy is where we go according to your past, your present, your future, and access whatever it is that's limiting you again. So life coaching is very much a positive process, a solution-focused process. So that's what differentiates it from normal counseling or normal psychology. Whereas with my six-session process, I continue to make you into the person that you were meant to be and not keep you in therapy for months or years or however the conventional methods may do.
So you mentioned to me that you advocate taking a sick day on occasion. I like this. Tell us why you think it is important.
Why should you take a sick day on occasion, do you ask? Well, I think everyone deserves a break every so now and again. Here are a few pointers as to why I think that you should recharge. So basically, recharge your batteries. Go watch a new movie. Listen to some new songs. That hobby that you've been putting off, it's time to start that new hobby. And that person that you were meant to be, it's time to get in tune and in touch with that person on this day going forward. Exalting in the forbidden sometimes reminds us that we are alive. 20% of life is what happens to you. And 80% of that 20% is your reaction. So I say, you can decide, well, that has happened to me, let me just dig the grave and wait to fall in. Or you can say, that has happened to me, let me wake up, rise up, and rise up above this occasion and make it work for me. And today may be the day to start. Also, very important, switch off all technology for some time and just be. Just exalt in the fresh air. Go outside, do some grounding exercises. Take off your shoes. Walk on the grass. Get in touch with nature. Ground yourself. I would say take maybe some cat naps. You know, a lot of the times what we do is we go forward like machines. We go forward in a robotic nature. So what we do is we just trudge along and we go forward with our 24-hour session and we just tend to exist. So take that time off. Make you a priority. You know, there's no religious institutions or no schools that teach you about self-love. Now, there's a big, big difference between self-love and selfish. So I would say self-love is loving yourself enough so that you are able to give to others. And selfish is obviously a process whereby it's all about arrogance and it's all about me, me, me. So once you know the difference, you will realize the merit and the abundance that you will get from spending time with yourself.
So for those of us who work really crazy hours, how do you suggest getting some rest in, even just for an hour or two, even if you have to work 7 days a week?
Here is an exercise that will help you to visualize your calm space and to be in a positive state of mind. So I would say, close your eyes for a moment and visualize a calm space. So visualize you, yourself being in a garden, on the beach, on the grass, your own personal space, whatever it may be. Visualize that space and lock that space into your mind. And also imagine that someone has switched on a light on that space. So it's bright, it's vibrant, the blues are bluer, the greens are greener. And just visualize yourself in that space of positivity. I would like you to lock that space into your mind. So every time you feel like you need a bit of calmness, I'd like you to close your eyes, breathe in and out 3 times, and access that positive space. Also, a good thing is to have a cup of your favorite hot drink. Meditation is very important to get in tune with yourself. Breathing exercises, have lots and lots of water, and sunscreen. Have your put on your sunscreen. That is your ticket to your fountain of youth.
How can everyone get hold of you, Razia? Your website details, social media, etc.
Lastly, I would like to say, keep calm and stress less. You've got this. And as you know, that if there's no physical presence with you, the only one that is with you is your Almighty God. So always know that you are never alone. I would like you to access my website. It's www.lifecoachrazia.co.za. That's www.lifecoachrazia.co.za. My email address, Razia, R-A-Z-I-A, at thelifestudio.co.za. Razia at thelifestudio.co.za. Or if you'd like to chat to me or just ask me a few questions or just say hi, 083-415-2500. 083-415-2500. I look forward to hear from you. Thanks, Heather, for having me again. I hope to see you soon.
So great catching up with Razia. And I must say, over the last couple of days that I've been on holiday, I have been walking barefoot on the grass, and I have been reading, and I have actually, you know, we all live in a digital world, myself especially. I mean, it's my livelihood, it's what I do. Social media is what I do. I'm dead without my phone. You know that, you know, when you leave your phone behind at home and you have a complete freak out, I actually drive all the way back to go and get it. But over the last couple of days, I actually have been switching the Wi-Fi and the data off, and I've been putting it aside, spending time with friends, swimming. And it is actually, I'm already feeling like I've had a 3-week holiday and it's only been 3 days. So you can find out more about Razia on my website, heatherhook.com. And yeah, if you enjoyed that chat, you can contact her and find out more. But she has a lot to offer, that's for sure. So moving into the new year, I have been bucket listing like crazy over the last couple of months. Bryan Adams, I got to see the Lumineers, I got to see Texas. I mean, so stoked. And there are some amazing acts heading through to South Africa in 2018. So to add to that list, Chris de Burg has just announced that he's going to be heading to Pretoria in March 2018. Yay! So he will be performing 2 shows in support of his new album, A Better World. And this is taking place on the 2nd of March at the Sun Arena in Times Square, and the tickets range from 460 to 800 rand. So tickets are on sale already, so you can head on over to bigconcerts.co.za, or you can head on over to computicket.com and get your tickets. All the info is on my website, heatherhook.com. And then another act lined up. UB40 will be returning to South Africa in support of their 25th SA anniversary tour. Woot woot. They are going to be in Cape Town on the 15th of May, and then they are heading to Durban, and then they're coming to Pretoria on the 19th of May again at the Sun Arena in Times Square. So tickets go on sale tomorrow, the 20th of December at 9 a.m. However, if you are a Discovery card holder, you can get a 48-hour pre-sale. So that started yesterday, Monday the 18th of December at 9 a.m. and it's running till tomorrow morning, Wednesday the 20th at 9 a.m. Head on over to discovery.co.za and you can get some discounts on your tickets. So Ali, Astra and Mickey are heading through to SA again. I must say, I got to see them about a year ago, actually, when they were here at the Ticker Pro Dome. So I'm looking forward to seeing them. They're going to be performing as an 11-piece band. So that is Saturday, the 19th of May at the Sun Arena in Times Square. Tickets range from $460 to $915. And tickets are available bigconcerts.co.za unless you are a Discovery card holder and you want to get discounted tickets in advance. Make sure you head on over to discovery.co.za. Big news, Sauvignon Blanc is set to trend in 2018. You have no idea how excited this makes me. In fact, Sauvignon Blanc has been trending in my life for like 10 years at least. But well-known wine merchant Roland Peens has highlighted that Sauvignon Blanc is one of the top five wine trends for 2018, and I am over the moon with joy. Perfect for warm days, long summer evenings, lighter food like salads and fish and whatever we're eating in these hot months. So Flagstone Wines have picked their two whites as perfect summer pairings, the Free Run Sauvignon Blanc and the Two Roads Chardonnay. They're both absolutely stunning. I love Flagstone wines. This stuff's so cool. And the Free Run has actually been rated 4.5 stars in John Platter's Wine Guide, which is no mean feat. And they're both available from bottle stores around the country. And they go perfectly with on its own or with some salads or quiche or whatever it is that you're having. So do keep an eye out for Flagstone Wines when you hit the bottle store. And you can find out more about them on flagstonewines.com. So that is it for me for the year. Much excitement. I will be back with you on Tuesday, the 9th of January, however, so do not fear. And if you are looking for other cool podcasts to listen to in the meantime, check out what else we have to offer on Niche Radio. There are loads of really cool podcasts on there. I must say Real Health Plus is one of my favorites from my friend Stacey Holland. Short Fine Legs covers a lot of sports, which is really cool. We've got Grey Avenue Podcast, The Youth Booth. So never fear, there's loads for you to listen to on nicheradio.co.za. And by the way, if you want to be a cool person, please help us and vote for us to win the SA Blog Award for the best lifestyle blog, which we won in 2016. So voting is open for 2017. I think we've done a fantastic job again this year. So while you are listening to me, please just hit that little red button on the right hand side that says vote. All you have to do is enter your email address and cast your vote, and we would like to be entered in the best lifestyle blog category. So if you could do that, I would be eternally grateful. Thank you very much. So if you want to get hold of me, I will obviously be on social media sporadically throughout the holiday. I am on Twitter, Heather L. Hook. I'm on Facebook as well, facebook.com/HeatherLHook. I'm on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. I can't promise there won't be lots of wine and pool shots on my Instagram feed, but you know what? It is holidays after all. So, and of course, the website, heatherhook.com, in case you didn't get that throughout the show. So that is it from me for today, and I will be back with you on the 9th of January. Have an absolutely amazing holiday. Be absolutely blessed. May you receive all that you desire in 2018. Please travel safely. Be kind to one another. Be a cool person. And I will be back with you next year. All right. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.